Welcome back to the podcast, Georgina Sierra.
Thank you for having me.
So, today we're going to talk about religion versus spirituality. No, that's probably not the right thing to call it, because there are spiritual religious people, and that's what we want to talk about your spiritual and religious journey.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It is a mixture. I think everyone sort of finds their niche, for want of a better word, what works out for them, what they feel, what they're exposed to, their journey. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you were born Greek Orthodox, that's correct, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And here in Australia, not in Greece.
Yeah.
And your husband he was born into a religious family too?
Yes, but yes. He's Catholic.
Catholic, just a little bit different, but in the Philippines.
Yeah.
But as we all know, anyone who follows my social media and your social media knows that you are very much out of the spiritual woo-woo closet, which couldn't be more different to, I don't want to say organized religion, but it literally is organized religion, yeah. Not for want of a better, you know, word or whatever, or description. How did that change? Like, did you question how you were raised at some point, or did you have certain experiences that led you to go, hang on a sec, maybe this is not for me?
All I remember was when I was growing up, my parents like, you have to go to church, you have to do this, you have to do that. And to be honest, I'll probably burn in hell for this in some people's eyes, I hated going to church because I was forced to go. Mm. It's overcrowded. The church ceremonies go for 3 hours. So you can imagine as a child, I didn't understand that. There's nothing wrong with it. Actually, I have, as an adult, sat through a whole mass. And when you really, really pay attention to what they're saying, it's like talking to someone who's woo-woo. There's the inspirational thing. There is a lot of things in organized religion that is very spiritual, obviously. But it is packaged in a different way. And that's what people have to see through with that. I know of priests who are astrologers who wouldn't dare tell anyone that is not an astrologer that they're astrologers and they follow astrology. So it is quite, you know, like what I'm saying, be like, oh my God, it's sacrilegious.
Blasphemy.
Blasphemy. But going back to when I was a kid and even as I was growing up, and I've told people this, I don't like going to church when it's packed. It's like saying, I don't like going to my friend's place because there are lots of people there and I just want it to be just me. It's not that. Whenever I'll go to a church, I do go to the Greek Orthodox Church. I do like candles for those who have departed as prayers or what have you. But I love to sit in the church and just meditate. And you can actually feel a holiness, a presence there. I like to commune with God, however other people see God as well. And you know what? I haven't been to a mosque. I haven't been to a Jewish temple. I have been to a Buddhist temple. And I felt, in a Buddhist temple, I felt that holiness. Remember that time we went together?
Yeah, yeah. I love Buddhist temples.
And I remember walking in and going, oh my gosh, what is this holy energy? I remember we were talking to the head monk. He's so cool. And he said, that's not God or Buddha. That's you.
Aww.
And I'm like, what? And the fact, and that made me wonder. It's like, oh, do we, what is there? What is it? Is it our souls? Is it our higher selves, our higher beings that we're feeling as well? So it's not just, I think, spirituality. The fact that I could feel that same thing outside of the Greek Orthodox Church, I can feel the same thing when I went to Stonehenge, when I went to the Parthenon, when I went to Uluru. Go to Uluru and sit in that silence. And there is something beyond religion there. So I think that sort of opened my mind. And, you know, growing up, my parents were very open-minded. I mean, they got me into astrology without even knowing about it. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, my dad, he's a cap. He's passed away. He was a Capricorn. And yeah, I don't know if you remember Good Morning Australia. I don't know if you're in Australia at that time. We're talking late 80s here. Mm. And he wouldn't walk me to school because he wanted to see his star sign.
Aww, yeah. That's nice.
And that's when I discovered I was a Libra. And then a few years later, my mum gave me Linda Goodman's star signs.
Mum had that too, yeah.
Yep. And the rest is history. So I was, you know, following astrology since then and discovering it for myself. And even at work, I became the person that people would ask about their sun signs and if they're compatible with other people. And, you know, you'd have someone who was an Aries and they'd be paired up with a Virgo and you're going, ugh. I need to know more about your chart, but I didn't know anything about charts at the time. Yeah. So I was like, no, take heart. There's other things in there that have brought you together. Yeah, so it's quite, yeah, a lot of things put me onto the path that I am now. And I don't know if my parents consciously knew where they were pushing me, but when I became an astrologer, my mum said, I'm really glad you're an astrologer now.
Aww.
Yeah.
And she's a very honest probably blunt I've met a few times, but yes. When a Sagittarius says what they really think, you know that they're not sugarcoating, they're being honest. So that's a compliment, Saggies. And it's quite different to the way I was raised. My parents, I thought they were both atheists, but recently Mum said no, we were agnostic. Rest in peace, Dad. That means, for anyone who's not sure what agnostic means, it means I believe in something. I'm not spiritual. I'm not Buddhist or anything, but I know that there's something out there that's bigger than us. I know that there's something else. When you were talking about higher power, higher self, my understanding of that is that we all come from the same place, go back to the same place, and we're all one, but we're all separate.
Yes.
Which can... it doesn't make sense to some people because it's really hard to explain. It's like when you feel connected, we're all connected. That's why I think we can feel so much of other people's energy.
Yeah.
An empath basically is someone who feels it more. I reckon we're all deep down empaths, but a lot of us block it because we're scared, and that's what we do, and that's how we've been taught. As for what you said about the priest or astrologers, that's fascinating. I didn't know that. I wish that religion would open up more and be less restrictive and show more the spiritual side. Because Jesus was, as far as I can tell from what I've read, deeply spiritual and a beautiful healer.
Yes.
Now, if people who are Christian and Catholic are following him and following Mary, who are healers, then it should be more spiritual, right?
It is. It's in there. But you've got to see that... over the years, like even in ancient times, you know, you had the divine feminine and that was worshipped. But over time, the patriarchy came up and that's where it was squashed as well. And everything else was squashed. Mm. I am sure if you go deep down into the Vatican, there are a lot of things to do with astrology. I mean, Ramadan is determined by the moon. Easter is determined by the moon.
Very feminine energy.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Okay, so it depends. A good friend of mine who's Muslim said this year there was a scandal because here in Australia, one said you had to cite the full moon or new moon. Correct me if I'm wrong, whoever is in Islam. I couldn't remember which one it was. And they said it's either cited at Mecca or cited where it is in your location to finish Ramadan. And there was this big scandal. But going back to it, it was all about the moon.
Interesting.
And the moon is about the feminine.
Funny, so
there's a lot of things there.
And there's stuff that I did my research on it because I used to have a more than healthy distaste of religion, only because I was when I say I didn't like religion, I don't like the way it has been used. As I got older and wiser, I was like, I have a lot of religious friends who are spiritual, but I'm not the biggest fan on the using religion to kill. So my God said this, my God is better, so I will take your land, rape your woman, all these other horrible things. Yeah. Fanaticism and fundamentalism, which is, you see what's happened in the Middle East. That is all over religion. And that's the fundamentalists, predominantly men, unfortunately. It's the truth that's been going on. If they just said, okay, this land is ours, this land is yours, it doesn't matter, what do we have in common? And that's how they could, they're not thinking about what they have in common. I know I'm simplifying it, but you've got a lot of ego there, but there's also a lot of stubbornness. So there's a lot that they need to do. So I used to get angry over that, but then I just kind of in my own ignorance, thought, oh, everyone who's religious is an idiot. If you've been raised with it, it's not your fault. But when you're old enough, you should be able to question it. Because I like to question everything that doesn't feel right and go, hang on a sec, that doesn't make sense. Why do we meet? Why do we do this? Why do we do that?
Too, you see.
True, but because it is. Because
they're following it. So they're also supporting it in
their
own
way. Yeah, so
if
the woman just don't say anything.
Exactly.
Maybe they don't say anything sometimes because they're scared, because there's a lot of religions that do still oppress women.
Yeah.
But Christianity claims to be the more, and sorry, I don't mean to offend any Christians, I really don't. It does say that it's a bit more progressive. Yes, but this is going to be a controversial one, but I did do my research. And now, paganism was around before Christianity.
Yes.
And from my understanding, a lot of the Christian faith was actually taken from paganism. And a lot of people don't know that. That's the thing.
Well, exactly. Christmas and Easter.
It was pagan.
They have different names. And they were celebrated at a time, but in a different way. Why is Passover and there's another Buddhist celebration?
Passover, I thought that was Jewish.
It is Jewish. That's around Easter. But Hanukkah, that Jewish, is around Christmas time. There is a Hindu one around that same time as well.
They're all similar, you know? Similar but different.
Yeah, they celebrate light in a different way. They're different but similar. But the core value that we're all celebrating is the same.
Yeah.
Deep down. So I think, yes, you know, believe what you want to believe, whatever feels right to you. Like if someone told me change your religion, no, because it doesn't speak to me.
Mm.
You know? But I think at the end of the day, read all the religious texts, read all the astrological texts, keep your mind open.
Yeah.
You'll see how interconnected we are, you know, and that's the basis of it. Have you read Brian Weiss's Many Lives, Many Masters?
No, Many but I've Lives, heard of it.
Yeah. It just came to mind when you said we all come from one, but we're all separate. In this book, and it was referred to me by Kelly Surtees, the astrologer.
Mm-hmm.
I had a reading with her. And she said to me, have a look at that. And I read it. And I always refer it to customers, clients, I should say, and other people, because it is a book where Brian Weiss outlines, he's a psychiatrist, a scientist, you know, very methodological in his work. And he did a regression on a woman who had chronic headaches. I think the left-hand side, right-hand side, I'm not sure. And he was like, oh, this goes back to her childhood. This is a childhood trauma. Okay. Let's go back. Let's deal with it. And the headaches will go away. Here's the thing. He didn't just go back to her childhood. He went beyond. He went back to her lives between lives.
Huh.
Turns out the previous life she had, she was a male who took their own life by gunshot to the side of the head where the headaches were. Huh. There was something that wasn't dealt with in that lifetime. And when he talked to the soul, he managed to somehow initiate a healing process, and then her headaches went away.
Hmm.
So there's a lot between there. He discovered, he even got ascended masters to come through during those meditations. They tell him that's all you need to learn, and you know that's all you need to know. And he found out that there were these things of lives between lives, that we're all connected on some level. We belong to soul groups. With the people that we interact with in our lives, we agree to have that certain relationship, what we're going to learn from each other, and how long that relationship's going to last. And, you know, that progresses throughout. And you see that in astrology with your nodal axes, you know, and they're in your chart. So, you know, we are connected. All this spiritual thing, you know, is really out there. And that's the way I see things. People might agree, might disagree. Totally cool. It's not whether you agree or disagree or agree to disagree, but you respect each other's, you know, opinions.
Yeah.
But having said that, no matter what we say here, I think the key takeaway is stay true to what you believe and what, you know, you're seeing, what you're experiencing in life. And make sure you have that spiritual connection, no matter what your religion, no matter what your faith or what you believe in. Because that's the way you stay true to yourself as well, in your higher self. I think I've been babbling on there, haven't I?
No, it makes sense. But also, and we'll wrap this up shortly. And it's, oh, I might add, yeah, stay true to what you believe, even if there's been a lot of controversy around it. But just as long as you're not hurting anyone. For example, if you're a devout Catholic or Christian and you say, because of this, I can't believe in astrology, come on. I know many people say, oh, I don't like people who are gay or whatever. Oh, good, then that means you're a bigot, because I'm just being blunt, Aries, here. Take what you will from it. But all my religious friends are not homophobic or racist. So that is not anything to do with religion. It's a misinterpretation and using something as an excuse, yeah, saying, because I am this, because I was raised this way, I must be that way. Come on, you can think for yourself. That's part of the reason why you're listening to this podcast, right?
Right. But and when you said, I don't believe in astrology, astrology is not a belief. It's a language.
Mm.
That's a thing. Okay, and it's a language that we use to interpret what's in the stars. So as I say to all my clients, before you were born, all those agreements that you made, you took, and you know how they say you get an email?
Yeah.
You know, take it to the event and it'll tell you what to do and how to go about things. Well, that's your email into this lifetime, except they've hidden it into the stars.
Hmm.
And if you know how to interpret those stars, you have that email that helps you with your energy in your lifetime. That's a really cool thing about astrology.
Yeah. And yeah. I found that understanding how to utilize like the full moon and new moon now, like before I didn't.
Yeah.
But now I know, oh, okay, full moon is good for releasing what you don't need. New moon is for planting seeds and starting new things. And then you can actually be held accountable and say, did I achieve these goals and et cetera, et cetera? How much have I grown by doing those kind of things every month, rather than be like, oh, it's a full moon, I feel more emotional or whatever.
Yes.
You're not so much a victim. And it makes a difference. So now I'm like, oh, is that why there's all these rituals? And they're not about sacrifice and all that other silliness. I mean, that's just, if you watch too much TV, which that could be a whole separate episode, actually, that we could do. Or I could do an episode on that. Past life witch here. A witch was probably a woman who was pagan, and probably was into homeopathy and Native American medicine. So it was sexism and racism by a bunch of very scared, probably very white men who decided, well, that's the truth back then. A woman was not allowed to be independent of her man. And if she was probably a horrible, evil bitch. Oh, just look. Changed it, replaced a B with a W. Bitch, which, think about it. Those women were not bad women.
Well, if you took us back in time as we are now, we'd be witches.
Yep. We would be burned at the stake. Oh, we were persecuted.
Men and women.
Yep. See, that's what I think. That's what I believe. But now it's easier. But in some parts of the world, it isn't. So we're very lucky and very grateful to live where we live. And I guess we'll wrap this up now.
Yes.
This is one of the probably the longest episode I've had on here, but I think it was important.
I kept going on, didn't I?
No,
it doesn't make sense.
No, it does make sense. Please subscribe, comment, share, and thank you for joining us, Georgina.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.